it's great to see the full support now of the Donegal County Council behind us. The political support at local level is fantastic. What we need to do now is push this forward into the higher levels of parties.
Do you think there's a possibility that the motion passed by Donegal County Council can be repeated throughout the country?
I would hope so. I mean, it is a big issue in Donegal at the moment, but just from the Facebook site and from emails and phone calls that I'm getting, the word is starting to spread to other border regions and further down the country as well. We've members now joining up from all areas of the country.
This motion that was passed by Donegal County Council, is it not giving the likes of yourself a sense of false hope? Because let's be realistic here, VRT, it will never be abolished. The government is making far too much money off it.
They're not anymore. That's the big issue on it. There, as I say, we've covered this before. Like, you know, the revenue's fallen from 1.4 billion, 3 years ago, down to what the finance department themselves expect this year, 350 million, which is even further down than last year. And the government, with the scrappage scheme, have inadvertently sort of proven our point. By getting rid of VRT, car sales will go up, which means higher VAT returns, across the board. It stimulates car sales in Ireland, and it will protect jobs throughout the country as well.
So what are the alternatives to VRT?
What we're looking at is a fairer driving policy for everybody. Cheaper car sales, fairer motoring, looking towards a usage-based tax. You know, it's from an environmental point of view, from an economic point of view, the proposals make sense.